All right, everybody, welcome back. Get ready, because we are diving deep, deep, deep into some seriously ancient wisdom today, like way back.
We're talking ancient India, the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, to be exact.
The yoga of, get this, divine and demoniacal natures. Sounds a little ominous, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry, we're not summoning any demons here.
Unless it's the metaphorical kind we all wrestle with.
Ooh, I like that. So this isn't some esoteric, otherworldly thing. This is about real life choices.
Think of it like this. You've got a warrior, Arjuna, about to head into huge battle, right? And he is freaking out, full on existential crisis.
Relatable.
Totally. But luckily, he's got his chariot driver, Krishna, who also happens to be a divine being, kind of giving him pep talk / life advice.
So it's like a therapy session, but with a chariot in ancient India. That's a visual.
Exactly. And this dialogue, it's like the OG self-help guide. It's about those decisions we make every day that shape who we become.
Okay, so that's where this whole divine versus demoniacal thing comes in. Like, are we talking angels and devils on our shoulders, good versus evil?
Not so black and white. More like everyone's got both these qualities within them, right? It's a spectrum.
Okay, so less about labeling, more about understanding what's inside each of us. And yoga, in this sense, we're not talking about downward dog. It's about how we live our life.
Living with intention. Choosing which qualities we're going to feed. It's like, are you going to be hangry, Arjuna, or are you going to be focused warrior, Arjuna?
Definitely don't want to be around when I'm hangry. So how do we even know what to cultivate? What exactly makes a quality divine in Krishna's book?
He talks a lot about integrity. Not just being honest, but being true to yourself, even when no one's watching.
It's easy to do the right thing when people are looking, but harder when no one is. And yet those little decisions, they add up.
Exactly. Also self-control, like not letting your emotions hijack you in the heat of the moment.
Oh man, I could use a little more of that sometimes. Road rage is real, people.
We've all been there. And then there's humility.
Okay, not my strong suit.
But it's not about thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. Putting others first sometimes, you know?
I can see how those qualities, even just a little sprinkle of them, could really make a difference in someone's life.
Right. It's like, are you the kind of person people can trust? Are you steady when things get tough? Those are the hallmarks of someone with, like, good inner qualities, you know?
Makes you think about the people we admire. Like, what is it about them? Often it's those exact things. So what about the flip side? The demoniacal side? What are those qualities? Spill the tea.
Think arrogance, greed, hypocrisy. Basically, it's actions that come from ego.
Like that coworker who takes credit for other people's work.
Exactly. Or someone who constantly blames others, never takes responsibility, creates drama. That's some demoniac energy right there.
This sounds like someone I used to work with, actually.
Yeah.
But this all makes me wonder, are we just stuck with the hand we're dealt? Like, if I was born impatient, am I doomed to a life of road rage?
See, that's the good news. The Gita is all about agency. We have a choice in how we react. It's saying we can change.
So it's like building a muscle. The more we practice, say, patience, the more patient we become.
Spot on. And it's not about being perfect. It's about making the choice that aligns with who you want to be.
So even baby steps count. Like next time I'm stuck in traffic, I can choose to take a deep breath instead of honking the horn. It's a journey, right?
Exactly. And this applies to everything, not just our personal lives. Think about leaders, yeah. Right? The ones who lead with integrity, they inspire that in others.
And the ones who are dishonest or selfish, people see right through that.
And it creates a culture of fear or distrust. It trickles down, you know?
Wow. When you put it like that, it's kind of mind-blowing. This ancient text is speaking volumes about the world today.
Timeless wisdom, right? It's about self-awareness and then action.
So how can our listeners start putting this into practice today?
Simple. Start paying attention. Notice your patterns. When you mess up, don't judge yourself. Just ask, okay, what's that about? What choice do I want to make next time?
So every action is like a little vote for the kind of person we want to be.
Exactly. So as you go through your day, ask yourself, who do I want to become? And then go out there and make choices that reflect that.
I love that. It's empowering. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive. But before we go, let me just say,
keep those wheels turning, folks.
Until next time.